Lesson 35. Be ye reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians. Purpose: to encourage class members to be true disciples of Jesus Christ through applying Paul's counsel in 2 Corinthians. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, chapter 4, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, chapter 11, verses 21 through 33, chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. Paul teaches about overcoming tribulation. B. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Paul admonishes the saints to forgive each other. C. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 10. Paul teaches about feeling godly sorrow for sins. D. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Paul exhorts the saints to be reconciled to God. 2. If New Testament video presentations number 53914 is available, show Godly Sorrow, an 11-minute segment during the lesson. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring a small amount of sand to class. 4. Suggestion for teaching: leave time at the end of class to summarize what you have taught. A carefully planned summary can help class members organize and clarify what they have learned and consider how to apply it in their lives. See Teaching, No Greater Call, number 36123, pages 94 and 95. Suggested lesson development: attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Show class members the sand you have brought to class. If someone you trust handed you sand with a promise that it contained gold, what would you do? Allow class members to respond to the question. Then read the following statement by Elder Henry B. Eyring about receiving counsel from prophets. Don't discard the counsel, but hold it close. If someone you trusted handed you what appeared to be nothing more than sand with the promise that it contained gold, you might wisely hold it in your hand a while, shaking it gently. Every time I have done that with counsel from a prophet, after a time the gold flakes have begun to appear, and I have been grateful. In Conference Report, April 1997, page 35, or Ensign, May 1997, page 26. What is the meaning of Elder Eyring's statement? Explain that the book of 2 Corinthians contains prophetic counsel that applies in our day. Paul's teachings in this letter are similar to the teachings we often hear in general conference. Elder Eyring observed, "When the words of prophets seem repetitive, that should rivet our attention on them." In Conference Report, April 1997, page 32, or Ensign, May 1997, page 25. Encourage class members to receive the counsel in this lesson and hold it close. Scripture discussion and application. This lesson is divided into four sections that focus on important topics in 2 Corinthians. Preferably select which of these topics to discuss with class members. 1. Overcoming tribulation. Read and discuss 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, chapter 4, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, chapter 11, verses 21 through 33, and chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Paul's letter to the Corinthians was written after a time of great persecution, when Paul and Timothy despaired even of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. Why were Paul and Timothy able to avoid despair despite being troubled, perplexed, persecuted, and cast down? See 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, chapter 4, verses 5 through 15. Why our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are best sources for comfort. Elder Neil A. Maxwell assured us that Jesus Christ will help us through our afflictions. When we take Jesus' yoke upon us, this admits us eventually to what Paul called the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Whether illness or aloneness, injustice or rejection, our comparatively small-scale sufferings, if we are meek, will sink into the very marrow of the soul. We then better appreciate not only Jesus' sufferings for us, but also his matchless character, moving us to greater adoration and even emulation. Alma revealed that Jesus knows how to succor us in the midst of our griefs and sicknesses, precisely because Jesus has already borne our griefs and sicknesses. See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. He knows them firsthand. Thus his empathy is earned. Of course, we do not comprehend it fully, any more than we understand how he bore all mortal sins. But his atonement remains the rescuing and reassuring reality. In Conference Report, April 1997, page 13, or Ensign, May 1997, page 12. How have Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ helped you during adversity? Paul expressed a desire to help others receive the same comfort he had received from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. How can we help others receive comfort from God? Paul thanked the saints who had prayed for him and Timothy in their time of adversity. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. Why is it important for us to pray for each other? How have the prayers of others blessed you or someone you know? How are we blessed when we pray for others? How can the teachings in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18 help us during tribulation? See also Doctrine and Covenant section 121, verses 7 and 8. Why is it helpful to see our trials from an eternal perspective? How can we learn to look at our trials from an eternal perspective? Paul told the Corinthians of the trials that he and many of the saints endured because of their belief in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, chapter 11, verses 23 through 33. What characteristics did Paul teach that we should develop to help us endure trials? See 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4 and verses 6 and 7. How has one or more of these characteristics helped you during a time of trial? Paul said that the Lord gave him an infirmity, a thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Why did the Lord give Paul this infirmity? See 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. What did Paul learn when the Lord did not take away his thorn in the flesh, as he had asked? See 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. How can our weaknesses help us receive strength from Jesus Christ? See Ether chapter 12, verse 27. How have you seen the truth of Paul's statement that when I am weak, then am I strong? 2. Forgiving others. Read and discuss 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Paul admonished the saints to forgive each other. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Why is it important that we forgive others? See Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, and 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, and finally Doctrine and Covenants section 64, verses 9 and 10. Discuss how we and others are affected when we are forgiving and when we are unforgiving. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "We see the need for forgiveness in the homes of the people, where tiny molehills of misunderstanding are fanned into mountains of argument. We see it among neighbors, where insignificant differences lead to undying bitterness. We see it in business associates who quarrel and refuse to compromise and forgive when, in most instances, if there were a willingness to sit down together and speak quietly one to another, the matter could be resolved to the blessing of all. Rather, they spend their days nurturing grudges and planning retribution. If there be any who nurture in their hearts the poisonous brew of enmity toward another, I plead with you to ask the Lord for strength to forgive. This expression of desire will be of the very substance of your repentance. It may not be easy, and it may not come quickly, but if you will seek it with sincerity and cultivate it, it will come. There is no peace in reflecting on the pain of old wounds. There is peace only in repentance and forgiveness. This is the sweet peace of the Christ, who said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Of you it is required to forgive. Ensign, June 1991, pages 2 and 5. What can we do to become more forgiving? 3. Feeling godly sorrow for our sins. Read and discuss 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 10. After hearing that one of his epistles had made the Corinthians sorry, Paul rejoiced, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Why did Paul respond this way to the Corinthians' sorrow? See 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. What does it mean to have godly sorrow for our sins? If you are using the video presentation Godly Sorrow, show it now. What is the difference between godly sorrow and the sorrow of the world? Why is godly sorrow an important part of repentance? President Spencer W. Kimball explained, "If one is sorry only because someone found out about his sin, his repentance is not complete. Godly sorrow causes one to want to repent, even though he has not been caught by others, and makes him determined to do right no matter what happens. This kind of sorrow brings righteousness and will work toward forgiveness." Repentance Brings Forgiveness, Pamphlet, 1984, page 8. 4. Becoming Reconciled to God. Read and discuss 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Paul and Timothy counseled the Corinthians to be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. What does it mean to be reconciled to God? Elder Bruce R. McConkie taught, "Reconciliation is the process of ransoming man from his state of sin and spiritual darkness and of restoring him to a state of harmony and unity with deity. Man who was once carnal and evil, who lived after the manner of the flesh, becomes a new creature of the Holy Ghost. He is born again, and even as a little child, he is alive in Christ." Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, 3 volumes, 1965 through 73, Volume 2, pages 422 and 23. How can we become reconciled to God? See 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 19 and verse 21. Also 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23, and Jacob chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Conclusion. Testify of the truths you have discussed. Encourage class members to remember and follow Paul's counsel in 2 Corinthians. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. The outward man and the inward man. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Paul spoke of the outward man and the inward man. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. What might these two phrases mean? How might the inward man be renewed day by day? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2. Ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Paul said that he and Timothy were ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is an official representative who speaks in behalf of the leadership of a country or organization. An ambassador works to establish good relationships between the people he or she represents and other people. How were Paul and Timothy ambassadors for Jesus Christ? How can each of us be an ambassador for Jesus Christ? End of Lesson 35, Be Reconciled to God.